From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. At Camp Inquiry in upstate New York, kids hike and swim and tell ghost stories around the campfire, all the usual stuff. They also spend time contemplating a universe without God. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty went to visit.
The glow of a campfire on a warm summer night. Kids in shorts and sandals, chocolate and marshmallows.
Older campers, please grab your s'mores. We're going to go take a walk.
A few yards from the campfire, kids squint into a telescope as amateur astronomer Alan Friedman looks on.
We're looking at Saturn.
Oh, cool.
I see it.
Just barely.
Camp Inquiry seems like an ordinary summer camp for about 5 minutes. But as 12-year-old Chloe Morgan gazes at the stars, she does not see the handiwork of God.
It seems like kind of like an accident almost.
But still beautiful,
yes,
right?
Yes, but it was a beautiful mistake or something.
Right. Nearby, a dozen kids launch into a bull session guided by Nathan Bupp. Bupp works for the Center for Inquiry, the secular humanist group that runs the camp. Most of these kids don't go to church, and like 14-year-old Bria Sutherland, they have little patience with creationist accounts of the origin of life.
Because, you know, people like, oh, fossils are planted and they aren't really real. Like, if the whole theory of evolution is just like a ruse or a prank, we've done a really good job. Like, we're really good at pranking people.
From there, the young philosophers turn to the nature of faith.
As soon as someone mentions faith in an argument, the argument is over. Faith and the scientific method can't be combined into the same argument.
That's 15-year-old Ryan Lee. As he talks, something unexpected happens. A believer moves into the circle.
I'm probably like the only one here. I grew up not in a Christian home, but my grandparents are, and that's kind of what I believe in.
Everyone turns to look at 15-year-old Troy Salone. They listen politely as he tells the group that, unlike many of them, he wants to believe in God and in Christianity.
But as a skeptic, how can I just look up and talk if I don't know that this person is up there, you know, listening to me? How can I pray? How can I believe in him? Because I've always been so much of a skeptic and listening to scientific reason, I just can't.
Afterwards, Troy says he knows he's outnumbered, but he says he's passionate about science and wants to test it against his faith.
That's one of the things that drew me to this camp and trying to kind of give me more reason to go with the scientific reasoning of the world and the universe and stuff.
Have you found that yet?
No, but the week's not over, so.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for knowledge.
The next morning, 27 kids line up for a vegetarian breakfast of oatmeal, yogurt, granola, and strong coffee and tea for the adults. Fully caffeinated, Nathan Bupp says everyone has a camp. Why not non-believers?
Evangelicals have camps, Catholics have camps, and so we believe that there's a need to have an alternative for students that are kind of exploring other options out there.
Bupp says polls show that people who believe in reason and not in God are among the fastest-growing groups in America. This camp is designed to teach children to investigate and question everything. They study fossils. They learn about morality without religion. They meet an expert who debunks mysteries like weeping icons and ghosts and crop circles.
It's a brain spa.
Counselor Angie McQuaig says Camp Inquiry is a place where children can explore ideas freely without judgment.
It's just sort of a free thought extravaganza.
Are you guys trying to create little atheists?
Absolutely not. Far from it. We want to create little thinkers.
McQuaig says some parents specifically want their kids to be immersed in atheism, which she quickly adds is not their mission. In some families, though, the camp creates a little tension. Patrick and Jean Wall dropped by from Delaware to see their two children, ages 10 and 7. She's religious, he's not.
I had no objection to their being raised Catholic so long as when they were old enough to understand, I would have just a chance for rebuttal.
As her husband speaks, Jean Wall winces slightly.
I do believe in God, and I do believe in miracles, and I do believe in faith when you're at the lowest of the low, and I want to give that to my children.
As soon as they read Richard Dawkins, I'll win.
If atheists and agnostics are in the majority at Camp Inquiry, they're often alone in their schools and neighborhoods, where polls show that 9 out of 10 people believe in God. That afternoon, the older campers gather in the shade of a large wooden shelter. They sit at picnic tables, talking with DJ Grothe, whose Point of Inquiry podcast has made him a celebrity in the secular community.
How many of you are out as skeptics?
A dozen hands rise.
Have people just really flipped out hearing that you don't believe what everyone else believes?
Yeah. Grothe turns to Sam LaBarge, whose immediate family is not religious, but who has many Catholic relatives.
Well, I don't think I'm an atheist. I just don't have any beliefs. Right. So I tell my family this, and they think I'm the devil because I don't believe what they believe. So it's kind of...
Members of the group nod in sympathy. Bria Sutherland says she came out accidentally when she swore in front of her grandmother.
She got really, really mad, like, oh, my God, don't take the Lord's name in vain. And I kind of thought about it for a minute. I'm like, but he's not my Lord. And she's like, he is all of our Lord.
Every kid has a story. Finally, Troy Salone speaks up.
I have my religion that I call myself right now. It's a Christian. But like I said, if, you know, I get proof that there is no God and that Christianity is just kind of a wild goose chase in a way, then I would completely abandon it.
Bria rushes to assure him that there is no God.
I think if God really, really wanted us to, like, know for sure that he existed, he would make, like, daily appearances, like, oh, it's 3:15, God time.
The session is winding down, but I have a question.
One reason people believe in God is because they don't like to think that when they die, it's all over. Is this something that bothers you or you're okay with?
If you think about it, before you go to sleep, you can't sleep.
12-year-old Chloe Morgan finds the prospect of death unnerving.
And it's kind of scary because I started thinking about it when I was like 9. I stayed up a whole night because that's all I was thinking about. And in the morning, I was just like, oh.
The group falls silent as Jared Nauman, one of the quieter but more confirmed atheists in the group, speaks for the first time.
I'm terrified of not existing. And I'm kind of stuck there. I don't know what else to think.
But here you all are skeptical of the afterlife, but you're not sitting alone in a room just obsessed with it. You're at Camp Inquiry, you're having fun. Right.
Until now.
And now.
Deep down, yeah.
There was this awkward silence.
Deep down, it's tough.
After a few uncomfortable moments, Jared and his friends stop pondering the meaning of life and death and move on to the water balloon fight. Because these campers are not just budding philosophers, they're also kids. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.